I think Derek Barnett is an outstanding pick for the Eagles. He fills a need, but not only that, I think he was probably the best player on the board at that point. I think he's going to fit in really well because I think he's the guy who's just going to put his head down and work. So I'm all in on this pick.
I have Sidney Jones' notes right here in front of me. I named his best traits as his length, his ability to disrupt, his instincts, his physicality in the run game, and his ball skills. How many of those traits are affected by a torn Achilles? I wouldn't say any. So you're taking a player that, even if he were affected, you know, in terms of his speed and his quickness by that Achilles down the road, I think he's still a very, very good player, and I think you've got the ability to be a starting cornerback on the outside and a high-level starting corner.
Nobody talks about the fact that Tim Jernigan is part of the Eagles draft class because of the trade with the Baltimore Ravens. So, you know, Alex, you just mentioned how the Eagles had to wait that long time between the second and third round picks, due in large part because the Eagles made the trade to get Jernigan. So you're looking at the players that they selected this weekend, those 3 days, but Tim Jernigan, who's going to be your starter opposite Fletcher Cox, is a huge part of the equation as well.
If you go back and listen to any of our podcasts, I've been a big Rasul Douglas fan. He's a competitive guy. He's a fiery guy. He's not afraid to get in your face. And I looked at him as a prospect, and I said, this is exactly what Jim Schwartz wants. So I was all in on this pick at number 99.
When you look at Matt Collins being a fourth receiver, you bring up a great point here, Fran. The Eagles have not gotten special teams play out of the fourth receiver in quite some time, and I think that was an issue for the team last year. You know, so now you get a guy who brings the size, brings the speed, and you know what? If he's not going to be a major contributor to the offense in year one, he can help you in that third phase.
Humphrey is a guy that really stood out to me early in the process. Is he's small, but man, he's physical, he's instinctive, he's one of the, you know, pound for pound, one of the toughest players I watched all year, regardless of position. Two traits you can't teach with receivers: speed and then the ability to track the deep ball. You look at DeSean Jackson and how many times where, you know, he's running to the post and the ball's thrown 10 yards to the left of where his initial track is going, and you see him looking in over his shoulder, almost running backwards, and he's able to track it. I mean, Shelton Gibson made plays like that on a weekly basis for West Virginia.
He's comfortable in coverage, was very productive at safety, was a ball hawk. So those are the traits you would love to have. You would love to have a playmaking linebacker like a Jordan Hicks. It's rare to find a Jordan Hicks, so if the Eagles can find one here in Nate Garrett, that would be a late-round steal.
A lot of people looked at Qualls and said maybe he's a fourth-round pick, maybe a late third, anywhere from the late third to the fifth round, and he falls to the Eagles at pick 214 in the sixth, and another depth player that you can add on that defensive line. I think this was a really, really good pick for the Eagles here late in round six.